Magic Under the Mistletoe by Lucy Coleman, read by Lucy Scott for Saga Egmont. To Clive, Claire, Ellie and Anna Sophia for a wonderful day spent at Porthcurry, the perfect setting for this story. Love you guys. Chapter 1. Come Fly With Me. The channel piping Christmas music through my earphones might be all sing-along, jingle bells and goodwill, but I'm trying very hard to contain myself. If I let rip, it won't be to spread any seasonal joy. And as I'm in a plane flying at 38,000 feet over the Indian Ocean, it's no place for a meltdown. As I switch screens on the laptop, a message box pops up bearing that dreaded little flag. I'm having second thoughts about the opening shot. I think, on balance, I prefer the one you originally selected. Although, I recall seeing a side-angle shot before I turned to face the camera, which might look more natural. Can we discuss, please? The mere thought of solar-powered solutions CEO, Mr. Carrie Anderson, reclining in comfort a mere 30 feet away while he sips his cocktail, isn't doing my blood pressure any good. It's the 23rd of December, and we're flying back to the UK from Sydney. The answer is no, we can't discuss this until the Christmas holidays are over, unless he invites me up to first class. Sitting in a row of four seats in economy class, with a boisterous toddler to the left of me, is a challenge. His father has the aisle seat the other side of him, but the child is out of his own seat more often than he's in it. Add into the mix a woman to my right, sorting out an oversized bag, and it's little short of hell when you are trying to type. It's unbelievable that Carrie is continuing to harass me with messages as if we're still at work. The list of changes he'd like to make to the rough edit of the promotional video my company, Dynamic Videography, has been making for Solar Powered Solutions is beyond unreasonable. What is really incensing me about all this is that if we hadn't overrun on the filming schedule, then I'd already be at home relaxing. I had been due to fly back a little over a week ago with my cameraman, a longtime friend, Jeff Martin. But I reckoned without the interference of a CEO who didn't just deviate from the previously agreed storyboard and script for the shoot, but kept insisting I rewrite bits of it. And now, when we finally finished filming, he's still not letting up. Carrie isn't the only workaholic around here, but even I acknowledge that you can't work at full throttle 24/7. I get the impression that Christmas isn't a big deal for him. However, most of us have family obligations to meet, which aren't always easy, and I was hoping to unwind a little on the flight home. Hasn't it occurred to him that after a stressful few weeks at his beck and call, I might actually want to sit back, relax and switch off? If only to get a break from him and his constant demands. There's another reason my nerves are on edge at the moment, though. Jeff decided, rather wisely as it turns out, not to fly back with me to the UK, but to stay in Australia for the Christmas holidays. Self-professed long-term bachelor Jeff is going to be experiencing an Aussie Christmas with a rather attractive woman named Tanya. She was working on one of the exhibition stands next to where we were filming. That is good news in a way because it's been a while since anyone caught his eye. Sadly, his little romantic interludes never last very long, mainly because he's not a wine 'em and dine 'em sort of guy who is prepared to make an effort. Tagging along for a beer at the local and then onto a football match isn't every woman's idea of the perfect date. Even though I've set him up on more than a dozen dates with friends over the years, I've accepted he was a lost cause. So this was a complete surprise, to say the least. He's due back on the 2nd of January, and I hope he comes home prepared to tackle Carrie's growing list of edits at full throttle. A message alert signals yet another communication from Carrie. I now have updated information with regard to some of the energy comparison figures you are using. Full spec uploaded to Google Docs for action. I stifle a groan. Being under contract to him doesn't make me his slave. Taking a deep breath, I try not to take this personally. I've witnessed up close how